Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
There's no better way to get ready for Super Bowl 56 than with the Move the Sticks podcast. I'm Daniel Jeremiah, and I'll be at the super exclusive iHeartRadio set on Radio Row along with my partner, Bucky Brooks, to get listeners as close to the game as possible.
We will uncover how the LA Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals were built and which team is most likely to lift the Lombardi.
We've got the best set on Radio Row, more access than anyone, and the analysis you can only get from former NFL scouts. Listen to the Move the Sticks podcast Super Bowl week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Favorites Podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more during the Super Bowl than with FanDuel. And new users can bet $5 to win $280 in cash on either team to win. I love FanDuel because it offers great promos for both new users and existing users like me with an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. Plus, I love combining multiple bets from the same game to build same game parlays. So if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and sign up with promo code favorites so they know I sent you. You must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Louisiana. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $280. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. I am Chad Millman, Chief Content Officer of the Action Network. It is the final podcast before the Super Bowl. We're finally getting there between the Bengals and the Rams. Rams currently 4-point favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals. I am joined, as I am every week, as I have been for the entire football season by my BFF, my companion, my compadre, professional bettor, Simon Hunter. Brother. We got one game, one side, one total to talk about today.
That's it, brother. If you're a fan of either of these teams, this is like not the greatest experience of your life. I don't know how people other people's lives, but going on a Super Bowl run, having your team in the Super Bowl, and if you win said Super Bowl, it's seriously one of those moments you will remember the rest of your life. You'll remember every little detail, where you were, what you guys did after the Super Bowl, after you won, everything. It's the best. I'm just so excited for both fan bases and for us gamblers, Chad. We all know this is the biggest betting night of the year in America. So I can't wait.
Listen, it's massive. There's no sugarcoating it. With professional betting being the way it is now, with New York having come online, New York in 1 month, in 3 weeks, did more handle than New Jersey had done in 3 years in a single month. Like, the attention being paid to sports betting right now is bigger than it ever has. We're glad to be a part of the conversation. We're glad to give people that information. Simon, you've had 2 weeks off. You didn't have a game to prep for this past weekend. So tell us how a professional bettor spends the off week. Do you go anywhere? Do you get together with other professional bettors? Is there like a professional bettor, you know, getaway? What happens?
Well, you know, there are no real off weeks. So definitely put in the 70 hours, you know, starting Sunday night, working into, I would guess, Thursday afternoon, and made a bunch of bets, got a bunch of stuff done. Then I told you Thursday night I was going to see Jackass Forever, which, if people are into comedy, especially physical comedy, if you've never seen any of the Jackasses, doesn't matter. It's seriously one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time. Like, literally, I was in tears, which for your boy is good. I'm kind of dead inside, so I rarely laugh really hard. I was dying. It was much needed. Went to bed, woke up, flew down to Miami, met up with a couple guys I work with. They do other sports. Definitely had a good time with them Friday night. Saturday was more business. I met with two other groups that I work with a little bit. Like, we trade info with them. Met with their football guys. A couple of them I haven't met because of COVID. So it was kind of like a boring suit and tie kind of thing. And then once the grownups have left, the adults, we had a good time Saturday night. And then Sunday, it was just more hanging out at a guy's house, BS. And then I went and met up with a couple of clients. And then I think we've talked about a little bit in the past, and we're probably not really talking about this year. A lot of my money I make is off tips. It's not so much my betting. It's like I bet with the group or the clients or whatever. So when I go on these little trips, usually I'm getting some type of money. So had a couple of runners down there. They're all driving up right now, coming back up to New Jersey with some of my cash, some other guys' cash. Like, it's honestly a fun weekend before the Super Bowl weekend, which all these same guys I was just with, they're all going to Vegas. They're all going to LA for this game. I'm not doing any of that. I'm so burned out. I've had all my fun this week. I'll more just focus on, you know, getting all the rest of my bets. And even though I made a bunch of bets, and it's more work for me than a lot of older professional guys. This is a vacation. Their season's kind of done. They do bet the Super Bowl, but it's like not as like people think it would be. They're not betting $1 million on the Bengals. That's Mattress Mac. Like, that's not a pro coming in betting that amount. So it is definitely a fun kind of, you know, just you recap the whole season, right? Like, and then all of a sudden the Super Bowl happens. We might like you said, we'll recap it next week on Monday, and then it's over. It's like you're just on to the next season. You're on to the draft. So it is kind of a whirlwind this last 2 weeks.
I will look. I'm sure when you guys were having your, you know, wise guy convention down in Miami, planning for, you know, the invasion of Havana, like it was 1950 or whatever. We talked a lot about this last week. The Bengals open as 3.5-point underdogs immediately. I went to bet it Sunday night when it was 3.5. I was going to bet the Bengals. And almost in the instant between seeing the line at 3.5 and then opening the apps that I can bet on in Connecticut, the line jumped to 4. So I grabbed the Bengals +4 thinking, nailed it. And yet money kept coming in on the Rams. All of a sudden, the line went to 4.5. So what were you guys talking about when you were down there?
We definitely talked a lot of X and O's about this game, but it was mainly like you know, sports bettors are, and who loves themselves more than a gambler, especially one that got something right. So I would say half of the time there was just guys talking about how right they were about the Rams. Cause we talked all summer. That was something I definitely missed, where these pros, they read it perfectly. Like, they love the Rams. They love the fit with McVay and Stafford. So I would say that was a lot of the talk down there, was just how right these guys were. And again, we're going to have a whole offseason talk about it. We have the same scenarios coming up this offseason. We have, again, who knows what's going to happen with Rodgers? Who knows what's going to happen with Kyler Murray? Who knows what's going to happen with Watson? There's going to be a lot of value in trying to find which team one of these free agent quarterbacks, or one of these quarterbacks that aren't free agents, are going to get traded to. So that was honestly the biggest talk down there. Just talking about all the drama with all the quarterbacks in football, how there's so much value in these NFL futures. So that's why I can't wait for Monday. We're definitely going to touch on that. But for this game, it's honestly shocking how all the calls I was getting were on the Rams last week, hanging out with professionals, talking to a bunch of different guys and hearing what they're hearing. Way more than I thought we're going to be, or on the Bengals. A lot of pros do actually really like the Bengals. They look at this team that there was a bye week. Again, this is what they're saying. There was a bye week, say it was, I don't know, week 10 for this Bengals team. Since then, they've been top five in defense and offense, almost any metric you can look at. They've just been really good, especially at their efficiency, where they give up yards on defense. They don't give up touchdowns. They put up yards on offense consistently. Like, they don't just have a lot of three and outs. They're very, you know, they'll get a couple first downs and then maybe punt, or they'll get a couple first downs and a field goal. That's rare, where a lot of teams, you know, they'll come out, they'll just go three and out. So we've seen just a very balanced team in this Bengals team. I've had a lot more pros talk to me about that, where I joked with you, Chad. I like looked at this line. I thought it should be three. I heard a bunch of pros saying they think it should be six. That's why they like the Rams. And I was just like, I don't see it. Like, I just don't see that with this Rams team. Yes, they are very talented and everything else like that. Like, I've seen the stats about Aaron Donald going up against this offensive line. Like, that's a big advantage. But it was interesting hearing all the pros that were so pro Bengals, because I honestly felt like I was an island last week. Like, it felt like no one was taking the Bengals. So if people really wanted to know who the pros were betting, it still skewed towards the Rams. More professionals had bet the Rams. But I would say it's more towards like 4 out of every 10 is on the Bengals, where I thought it was going to be 2 out of 10. It's definitely more than I thought. So I'm feeling better as the week has gone on here about this Bengals bet and this Bengals team. Like, I'm really starting to like it.
Yeah. To be clear, you and I both went in aggressively on the Bengals at +4. It got up to 4.5. You betted again at 4.5. I did not. I think we were thinking if it got to 5, we'd probably bet it at 5 too.
Yeah,
we had Stucky on the podcast last week. Stucky, who co-hosts the Action Network podcast with Chris Raybon, he liked the Bengals at +4. It's the consensus in the Action Network app. The projection for our models has the Bengals at +4, but the huge money and the huge tickets are on the Rams, which gives me a little bit of pause. Definitely feel better after hearing you say what you're saying about some of the market coming back in on the Bengals. It's just weird to me that there was so much sort of bias because of their season-long opinion on the Rams from professional bettors, given the way the Bengals have shown. Like, they've had two games that they lost by more than 3 points all year. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, they play these games close, and in a game like this, we've seen time and time again, Joe Burrow is not a guy who lets a game get out of hand. Like, he finds a way late in the game to keep it close. It's why I like the Bengals, you know, against Kansas City at a big number. Like, 4 isn't a big number, but the Rams, to me, aren't Kansas City. So, like, this makes sense.
But you'd agree with the pros that the only spot you grade higher for the Bengals is the run game. Like, Joe Mixon, he's better than Cam Akers or Sonny Michel. Every other position on the field, you probably give the favorite to the Rams team. Like, again, I get why people are arguing for the Rams side. Like, that's fair. Like, Joe Burrow, he's incredible. He's very young. Stafford is better at this point in his career. Like, he's just more proven. The week has gone on. I really tried talking myself into the Rams, mainly because what you've just talked about. It feels like, other than pros, everyone in the media is on the Bengals. Like, it feels like that's the cool thing to do, right? Joe Cool, take the Bengals. There's something about it. luckily the numbers back it up. Cause like, I hate if I'm just blindly betting stuff off that. Like I make this line 3, 4.5, 4. That's good value for this Bengals team. And I don't know if you want to touch on it, Chad. My favorite thing, we talk every year about it. I love betting Super Bowls adjusted lines. That's just something I've always done. We talk all the time, 9 out of 10 Super Bowls do not matter with the spread. So when I look at this line, people are going to say, did you take the Bengals money line? I do it different. I take a -2.5 with this Bengals team. So I'm going to take the 4.5, the 4 with the Bengals. But instead of taking money line, I take the 2.5 because historically, never in the 55-year history of football has a game ever landed on 2 or 1. Again, in the entire history of the Super Bowl, if you've bet either team -2.5, you've won that bet because it's never, ever, ever landed on 2 or 1. I don't know why. That is weird. It's a weird stat. But someone told me that very early on. They're like, you can take advantage of this because instead of taking Bengals money line, you know, +150 or +160, you take the -2.5, it's +200. So this is what year 3 of us doing a Super Bowl, Chad. We're 2-0 in Super Bowls. That means if we've done this every year, again, we had better odds doing it. But if we did this every year, we'd be up +400, +500 doing it. This is one of those where it's like, yeah, eventually it's not going to work out. A game is going to land on 2 or like the adjusted line won't come through, but it just keeps happening. Like that, the best one that stands out to me is that Chiefs 49ers game. Do you remember that game? Chiefs 49ers?
Very clearly.
They're down by 10 points, this Chiefs team, right? They were favored in this game. I took the adjusted line of -6.5. They are down 10 points in the fourth quarter. What odds do you give me of covering that -6.5, Chad?
+1,000.
Yeah, if not higher. It's not going to happen. Fluky shit happened. It did not make sense, but that's the Super Bowl. They score a touchdown. They score another touchdown. They're trying to run the clock out. A busted tackle. Williams takes it down the sideline, scores another touchdown. Like, again, did I bet on them scoring 21 in the fourth quarter? No. But we've just seen the Super Bowl. Weird things happen where these adjusted lines, that's how you can make good value off it. So I know during the season I bet differently. Like, I don't bet these kind of lines. For the Super Bowl, it's a very unique game. This is something I try to take advantage of every year, and it's really served me well. So if you do think the Bengals are going to win outright, it's scary. I get it. But historically, we've never seen a game land on 1 or 2 in the Super Bowl. Take the -2.5. The game usually lands on 3 or 4. Like, those are key numbers in the Super Bowl.
So I will take issue with one thing you said, which is, yeah, Joe Mixon is better at running back. Offensively, I think there is no difference. Like, I think Joe Burrow is great. I think Matthew Stafford is great. The degree of difference between them is minimal. I think receiving, Jamar Chase cancels out Cooper Kupp. Obviously, Odell is better as a number 2 than Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins. But I think Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins together are better as a trio than the top 3 receivers that the Rams have. The real difference for the Rams is on defense. Like, their defensive line is just so much better than anything the Bengals have, defensively for sure, but offensively, like, the weakness for the Bengals is their offensive line. And you've got 3 Pro Bowl / All Pro caliber talents in Leonard Floyd, Aaron Donald, and Von Miller. That to me is the only reason why people could be favoring the Rams. But to me, that's not worth more than 4 points with everything else being equal or in the Bengals' favor. I feel even better about this game now when I think about it roster by roster.
Yeah, I mean, that's all fair. Like, maybe I left out safety. Safety would probably go towards Cincy. They are way more healthy, that safety position, than the Rams are. I think the Joe Burrow hype train, you're just being sucked in like everyone else. It's like, I went back and watched all the film. The kid made plays, okay? I'll give him that. He's made plays in every game he's played this playoffs, but people that are like, dude, this guy's top 5, Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes, who's smarter? Who would you rather have? It's like, holy shit, dude, what are we doing here? But yeah, Joe's hot right now. So like, I'm not going to be too hard on him, but I would still take Stafford over him. That's to me, it's still an advantage, but the Joe Burrow factor is why I'm betting this Bengals team.
And now a word from FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56 to celebrate. New customers can bet $5 to win $280 in cash on either team to win when you use promo code FAVORITES when registering. That's right. You'll get your winnings in cold, hard cash because we know cash is always better than free bets. Personally, I'm leaning towards the Bengals in this one, plus a lot of Joe Mixon rushing yards over. There's no better place to bet Super Bowl 56 than FanDuel Sportsbooks, who are now live in Louisiana. I love FanDuel for its great promos, even for existing customers like me, and for its extensive Super Bowl prop betting markets. So don't miss your chance to turn $5 into $280 in cash. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code FAVORITES to make every moment more this Super Bowl. Again, promo code FAVORITES exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $280. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or...
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Text next step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
There's no better way to get ready for Super Bowl 56 than with the Move the Sticks podcast. I'm Daniel Jeremiah, and I'll be at the super exclusive iHeartRadio set on Radio Row along with my partner Bucky Brooks to get listeners as close to the game as possible.
We will uncover how the LA Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals were built and which team is most likely to lift the Lombardi.
We've got the best set on Radio Row, more access than anyone, and the analysis you can only get from former NFL scouts. Listen to the Move the Sticks podcast Super Bowl week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
If we want to go by how I think this Rams script's going to play out, actually I'm betting Rams first half. I like the value on the Rams first half. It's up to -3 now for Rams first half. Hopefully you could shop around and find a -2.5. But when I'm just looking on paper, it's like, okay, McVay choked. Like, we did a show with Chris Raybon. He talked about McVay really did choke the last time they played. Like, he choked. So I can't see him coming out slow in this matchup. I think that they have the veteran team in the Rams. That all favorites towards them first half. But full game, I really do love this Bengals team where we're like, you just talked about, Chad, like all the matchups, everything like that. The biggest thing is this team, they've been down multiple times this year. Like, I went through all their games. Like, that's what I've just mainly been doing is going back, watching all their games. It is incredible what Joe Burrow can do, man. Like, they'll be down big. He'll be at 3rd-and-14, 3rd-and-13, and he'll just make the play. And like, again, that's not something you can coach. That's not something you can teach. You're just born with that. And I was shocked that, like, coming into this, I honestly was not going to bet that much on the Super Bowl. I just didn't feel that confident about either team. But as the week has gone on, as I ran the more numbers, and it's like, I look at this Bengals team. You talked about it, Chad. I feel like 4.5 is such a good number. Like, that's such a key number, too, in these Super Bowls, where we've seen past history. A lot of games finish 21-17, or just like, it's – most Super Bowls are either blowouts or 3-to-4-point wins. It's like, historically, you can go through it. It's usually, these are very key numbers in this matchup, 3 and 4. So I'm getting 4.5, which to me is a very key number in a Super Bowl. I've had so many people ask me this question. The Action app, our world known app, it says like what the public and what the public are betting, right? Like, it says how much money and what percentage is being bet, right?
Yes.
That's all sports books, right? Like, you're pulling from every sports book you can get numbers from.
Exactly. That's not one place. That's multiple sources.
So that's what I mean, people. Like, we're sometimes talking about specific books on our app. That's every book. So, like, people are like, oh, I just saw this one sports book's 80%, and your guys' app saying it's 50-50. Like, fix your numbers. It's like, no, that's one sports book. We're the median. So we've seen money and tickets coming in on this Rams team in the app. The number has dropped. Like Chad just talked about, the number has gone from 4.5 to 4. So we're seeing these pros now this week starting to come in and start betting this number. I'd grab that 4.5 if you still can. Like, again, I like the Bengals this game. I think the Bengals are going to win. Well, obviously, you're going to break it all down next week. But what I'm sitting here right now, it's like, I completely agree with my going in. My instinct was take the Bengals, take the under. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is like Rams first half. I still like the under first half. Still like the under first quarter. I like the full game under. And it's one of these where I rarely bet live. If it's 0-0 at the end of the first quarter, I'll take the over, like the live over of that game. Because to me, it's just going to be such jitters for both these teams. Like, Stafford, this is his first year winning and playing well in the playoffs. Joe Burrow's, I know he's lived up to the moment, but like, just got to think about it. Like, this kid's going to be 24, 25 years old walking onto that field knowing he's playing for a legacy. Like, Dan Marino got to the Super Bowl his rookie year, never got back. And that's like, he's going to be hearing that. Stafford's going to be hearing that. It's like one of these things where this is the moment. So I could just see them being very overwhelmed, where that's one of my favorite bets right now, is taking that first half under.
Speaking of unders, you and I talked about this last week. We liked the under at 48.5. We thought it would get steamed down even more. It really hasn't. It's still sitting at 48.5, taking the under.
And if you already took it, I would just wait now, because the public should bet the over as we get closer to game time. So we could get lucky. It could get up to 49.5, which again is another key number. So I just wait. I wouldn't put any more on the 48.5. To me, this will be one of those, I think it's going to be moved towards the up, just because the public will start betting this week and they usually take overs.
I don't think we need to belabor the point, Simon. We like the Bengals +4. You're betting the first half, Rams -3. You're betting the Bengals, adjusted line -2.5. I've already bet the Bengals +4. We're going to wait on the total, see if it gets above, see if it moves a little bit higher before we bet the under again, hoping it ticks up to 49. I mean, we got a full menu. All of a sudden, for a game that like we weren't so sure about or that we were anxious about last week, we are all in on Who Day.
Again, it was more like last week. It was like, what am I missing here? I don't get why the pros were betting the Rams up so much, but I think we know why. Like, they have a little bit of a love affair with this Rams team. They've had it all year. I don't know. I think they're overlooking this Bengals team a little bit. So we're happy to take the value, Chad, of 4.5 and 4.
We're not missing anything, Simon. We're just fucking right. And we'll find out Sunday. For Simon Hunter, for Matt Mitchell, producer extraordinaire, I am Chad Millman. This has been The Favorites from the Volume Podcast Network. And one quick note for our listeners, be sure to check out the Three and Out podcast with John Middlecoff every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, only on the Volume Podcast Network. John is an ex-NFL scout who brings his unique perspective to the Volume as he breaks down all the news around the NFL and college football. Whether you're looking for game predictions, coaching searches, the ins and outs of an NFL front office, even an occasional golf tip, John has you covered. Download Three and Out with John Middlecoff only on the Volume Podcast Network. We will be back on Monday to recap the game, see how right we really were. Thanks to everybody for listening. It has been a phenomenally gratifying, satisfying, successful, fulfilling podcast NFL season. Download us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Until Monday, good luck in the Super Bowl. Love you.
Calling all partners. Losing weight is better together with Nutrisystem's Partner Plan. In fact, people who diet together lose 20% more weight than dieting on their own. Get new premium meals with up to 30 grams of protein. They're big and filling and taste delicious. Plus, try our new restaurant faves that taste like your favorite restaurant, portioned with half the calories. Don't wait. You could win big cash during Nutrisystem's Better Together Partner Plan 100K giveaway. And maybe win the grand prize of $25,000. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/Thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off your first month. You heard me right. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Don't wait. This partner plan offer will not last long. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin.
See website for details on our 2-month subscription offer. No purchase necessary. Open only to U.S. residents over 21. Void where prohibited. Runs December 25 through April 4th, 2022. For official rules, visit Nutrisystem.com. Sponsored by Nutrisystem Inc.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.